At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles, talking basketball, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
25 Whistles. What's up, Eddie? Blow the whistle.
Thank you. Let's go. 25 Whistles presented by DraftKings. Use the promo code BobbySports when downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Stay tuned. You'll hear more about DraftKings and all it has to offer throughout the show. DraftKings, the crown is yours. We got a good one. We're going to talk some college basketball for sure. We're going to talk to Paul McDonald, which, if the name doesn't ring a bell initially, it's just the fact that this dude won a national championship at USC as a quarterback. The fact that this dude was All-American. The fact that this dude was drafted, and this is like the 70s, 80s. I forget that everybody couldn't watch all the NFL games then.
Yeah.
And he was like king dingling at USC. And he's like, I'm drafted by Cleveland. Interesting. I don't know much about the Browns, because TV was very regional. Unless it was like the national game. That's so interesting to me. So Paul McDonald is joining us. We also talk about some of the stuff too, like what's happening with USC now. But that's fun. Good get, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all. I mean, most of the guest gets, in case anybody knows, they're Kevin. But this one, I was like, I don't know if that'd be interesting. And Kevin's like, just trust me on this one. And it was. It was awesome.
Yeah, it was really, really good.
He was the first left-handed quarterback ever for the Cowboys.
Yep. And I don't know if they've had one since.
Was Quincy...
Quincy Carter?
Was he left-handed? Maybe he wasn't left-handed.
I don't think he was.
Maybe he was just so bad, he seemed like he should have been left-handed.
He was bad. Those were bad times.
those were ugly times. He's good at Georgia. I remember him being awesome at Georgia. He probably wasn't left-handed. I don't know why I thought that, though. But yeah, we got that. And then there's a...
Kellen Moore.
Hey, bad times.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot he played for them.
Me too.
And when you said that, first I went, no, not offensive coordinator left-handed.
Yeah, right.
No, quarterback.
Right.
He was also awesome in college, but super system.
Yeah.
But, he was legit. Boise State, right?
Oh, yeah.
Beat Oklahoma.
Yeah, set all kinds of records there.
Yeah. So the other thing is, there's a little bit of a half – the controversy wasn't made by anyone but me about a jersey that I was given as a gift, but then I found out it was stolen.
Hilarious.
And I don't know what to do. So that's happening too. All that on the way. But now, I'm talking like Seinfeld. It's also time. What's the deal with the tittle-tattle?
It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the tittle-tattle with Kickoff Kevin.
After beating LSU in the Elite Eight, does Caitlin Clark need to win a title to become the best female basketball player ever?
I've seen this conversation happen on Twitter, and people are pretty adamant on both sides. I feel like this is not to you. I know you're setting me up to give an opinion. I feel like that's the dumbest question in the history of questions ever.
No offense, Kevin.
I know, dang.
No, that's why I wanted to say that. By you're just setting me up to talk about it more than you really have this
you
question.
You should have seen his face, man.
No, it's not his fault.
I'm just going to leave, guys.
No, so, Kevin, what do you think, Kevin?
In my opinion, she's already the greatest I've ever seen. Yeah. I've never been into women's basketball, college basketball. I mean, Diana Taurasi was awesome. And Maya Moore was great, but she's a whole nother level.
Who was the Oregon girl?
Ionescu.
She's played Steph in the three-point shootout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was great, too.
She was the original holy crap shooter before Caitlin Clark. This is why I'm going to say yes. I got a couple of reasons. So we can do stats, first of all, right? As far as the stats of shooting most from the logo, she's number one. I just made that stat up, but
that's
she has to be.
That's a great stat, dude.
She has to be. Mm-hmm. On the stats of me appointment watching women's college basketball, not Arkansas, number one.
Number one.
Those stats alone put her there.
Yeah.
Ratings. NCAA women's record with 12.3 million views on Monday night versus LSU. Not on the network, by the way. It was on the ESPN, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't on a traditional Big Four network.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Like a CBS or...
She has pierced popular culture in a way that no other women's basketball player has, to where even if you haven't watched her, you know the name. There have been other amazing basketball. Maya Moore, I mean, Cheryl Swoops even.
Oh, yeah.
Who... There are a lot you could say if you were going to put them one-on-one or who really was the best. I think Caitlin Clark is overall the best ever because of what she's been able to bring to the sport. If I'm matching skill sets, that's tough for me because they didn't play against each other. It's like going Michael Jordan versus Wilt Chamberlain versus – they didn't play against each other. We just go Michael Jordan. He's won championships. Although I think LeBron's the best ever, honestly. To be that big and do that much, I digress. Here's my Caitlin Clark thing. You can't penalize her for not winning a championship because it's not all even in college sports. It's not like an NBA where there's a salary cap, where she's playing with what's around her. That school, also Iowa's not a basketball powerhouse.
Right.
She has made Iowa a basketball powerhouse. She's the best ever. She's the biggest ever. She may not be the most skilled. I think she's the most skilled shooter I've ever seen in my whole life.
Lights out.
And I'm just trying to avoid the, well, this Rebecca Lobo could dunk. I do think Caitlin Clark is the best ever, but I don't think a championship defines her. If it were pro ball and she had more than 4 years, we're not adding COVID year into this. She could do 12 or 13 years, I would then say she needs a championship to some people to really be the best ever. But she literally has such a small spot to be able to do it that no, it doesn't matter in college. Because you could go best college players ever.
That's what I'm thinking about.
And I don't
right
think that they've, like, look at Kevin Durant. Didn't play long, but he was awesome at Texas. They didn't win. They lost to Syracuse.
Mm-hmm. Derrick Rose pops in my head.
At Memphis, he missed free throws like crazy.
Awesome.
Memphis missed all those free throws.
Mm-hmm.
He was so good, but they just couldn't shoot free throws. That's not his fault.
Yeah.
Maybe little. He missed a lot. But
and Mario Chalmers hit that three, but yeah.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
But if they'd have made the free throws.
Exactly.
My point here is college is such a smaller scale. It's not fair to judge the greatest of all time on championships of college because there's only 4 years. And a lot of times in year one, maybe they don't even play. She's the best ever.
Mm-hmm.
It's the dumbest question I've ever heard in my life. Not your fault, though.
No offense.
No offense. Right. You agree with me.
Yes.
Eddie, what do you think, by the way?
Well, it's hard because like you look at like
Do you think
Barry Sanders, you know, like he was one of the greatest running backs ever, but he never won, got close to winning anything. So we don't put him at that level.
And the question shouldn't even have been, is she the greatest ever? Your question was, should she have to win a title to be considered it?
Yes.
So the answer is no, she shouldn't have to win a title. She should be considered in that conversation regardless of title. As I say, you can pick other people, but it shouldn't be because she doesn't have a title that she loses. Barry Sanders, Dan Marino.
Right.
Charles Barkley.
Right.
You're talking about amazing, but never won a title.
But if Tom Brady never won a Super Bowl, we would never put him as the GOAT.
We wouldn't in football because he had a much larger area to dance.
Yeah. So having said all that, no. She's awesome, and I think everyone acknowledges that she's awesome.
Does she need to win a title to be considered the greatest ever?
No.
I say no too. Also, I don't think Charles Barkley is the greatest ever, but you can still be considered amazing without a title. He wasn't the greatest ever, but he's still top 35 ever.
Mm-hmm.
Never won a title.
But everyone you say who is the greatest ever, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, Michael Jordan, they all won titles.
But they also had a lot of time to do it. And they had a lot of time to.
Caitlin's in college.
She had 4 years.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Next up.
All right, hopefully a better question here.
No, that wasn't your fault, Kevin.
It's all good. You're doing good, dude.
With both one seeds being heavy favorites this weekend, which underdog do you think has a better chance to cover?
Oh, you know it.
I just looked. UConn is 11.5-point favorite over Alabama. Purdue's a 9-point favorite over NC State. UConn was having the plane trouble. Where they were waiting on their plane to pick them up, and they didn't have a plane. First plane broke, couldn't get there. They got to get to Arizona. It was like 1:30 in the morning, still couldn't leave. What did you see it all?
Yeah. Not the details of it, but I did see they got delayed.
I only saw because we were having our show, and I got home, and there were still like plane issues that I was reading about. They could affect, probably not.
Could that throw them off?
Something's going to have to throw them off. Now, we're talking about covering here. We're not talking about winning.
Yes.
You know who it is.
Purdue at any point could lose. I think Purdue will win, but Purdue, until Purdue's not Purdue, they're still Purdue. And I think they have to get to the championship game for me to. They don't have to win the whole title to not be Purdue anymore. But if they get to the championship game, I feel like they've dropped some Purdue-ness. And you don't want to have Purdue-ness on you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't even want the ness to be named after you. Because it was Virginia-ness for a while. I think Alabama has a better chance to cover versus UConn because I think Alabama. If they shoot, if they are so dynamic.
That's their thing.
If they shoot a 40% from three, if they can do that, that's trouble.
But you know how that goes.
They also can shoot 22% in the
correct.
Game. It's a disaster. But I think Alabama can actually win that game. I don't think they will, but I think they can if everything goes just right. I think North Carolina State's going to have everything go right, and Purdue's going to have everything go wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think UConn can play well. And still get beat if everything goes right with Alabama. Because they have the athletes. And they have the coach. But I think in the Purdue game, it's just a different animal. NC State's got to have both things go wrong. They had a Purdue go wrong and they got to go right.
Yeah.
NC State, they had such a good run. They made it to the Final Four. It's awesome.
I don't think Zach Edey has seen a challenge like he's going to see with DJ Burns.
You only say that because he's kind of fast.
Yeah! Big boy! Let's get him!
But Zach Edey's also large.
Yeah, he's 7'4"?
That's okay.
He's tall, but he's also large.
You got height versus body,
baby.
No,
but Zach Edey has body, too. He just happens to be taller with the body, so it doesn't look as wide.
If it was like Bull, yeah, I'd get it.
Well, I don't know their weight difference. You may look it up. I'm sure the DJ has weighed a few more pounds still. But he's 6'9", and Edey's got 6 inches on him.
But have you seen his moves in the paint?
Oh, it's touch. It's like light touch. It's like touch.
It's beautiful, it's awesome. Dude. Nothing but net with a hook.
Well, don't say nothing but net because that's stupid.
What do you mean? He's bigger.
Nothing but net.
A couple of them more. Nothing but net feels like when you go, give me my change. And Caitlin goes, Eddie, stop saying give me my change at the Y. She goes, nobody says that anymore. Give me my change.
When I make my threes, nobody I'm like, give that? My change. Give my change.
First of all, you didn't make me three.
And here's the deal. My kids are starting to say it too now. I'm like, hey, don't say that. They're like, give me the change.
It's such an old school, funny thing.
Edie is 25 pounds heavier.
Okay.
No, but do you hear what we're saying? He's got a bigger body.
It doesn't matter. A bully is a bully.
Okay, so
even
though
the bully's a little bit smaller.
Now you're changing. Okay, I'd say Edie's a bully. What's going to be interesting?
No, Edie is a big giant that's like, oh, I can block you.
No, Edie is
Burns
actually.
Like, hoo, hoo, hoo.
Okay, you're being stupid. It's funny, but you're being stupid. I would say Edie's game has developed so much.
It has. He's got a lot better.
That. Yeah. We mostly are mad at Edie. I'm not. I bet on him. But mad at Edie because he's fouling too much and not getting called, or the opposite. Fouls get called on the person against Edie all the time unfairly. I understand the point, but at some point the refs can't call a foul every time. And at some point the refs have to call a foul sometimes.
Sure.
It's almost like in football, we've had coaches on go, okay, pass interference, we're going to do it every time because eventually the refs can't. Call it like off the line. So more like illegal contact. Off the line, Tyreek Hill, every time you hold him until he gets out. Because the refs aren't going to call it every time. Eventually, there's going to be a point where they can't, and it'll give us a bit of time. You can try that with Edie. And Edie can try that, but eventually, Edie's just going to get to be Edie, and he's 7'3" or 7'4". He's also developed a touch. He's pretty lovely. Edie's pretty lovely playing.
He's learned to keep the ball above his shoulders, and once he does that, nobody can get it. It's like nobody can even get close to it.
Anyway, I think Alabama has a better shot to cover because I think they can actually win.
Okay.
I don't think they will, but I think.
I think it's all the money that you put on Purdue speaking right now.
I don't care about that because it doesn't affect that game.
the money?
I'm saying Alabama can win if Purdue plays pretty good. Because if Alabama plays exactly right, they can beat UConn. NC State needs to play great and for Purdue to play terrible. But I'm done. I mean, all the numbers and weights are messing up.
The weights on the side. Let's go to the NBA here. After returning from injury this week, do you think the Sixers can make a legit run if Embiid is healthy in the East?
Yeah, the best thing about the Sixers whenever it comes to, you know, making the run, being in the playoffs, is that they don't have James Harden. Harden sucks in the playoffs. Yeah. I think Harden just is done playing. Like, his contract says it's over. And, I mean, he's notoriously terrible in the playoffs. And he's awesome. He's actually playing. Harden's been great with his change of scenery. Like, that whole, I mean, the Clippers, for the most part, have been really good. And I think they're going to make a pretty good playoff run because Harden has people on that team who can tell him to shut up. He doesn't. He's not the alpha there. He can be one of the alphas, and he can throw a fit. How much fit are you going to throw whenever you look around at your other teammates? First of all, you got Russ coming off the bench. And I know this question about the Sixers, but it makes me think of Harden. You got Russ coming off the bench. Kawhi is just somebody I wouldn't want to mess with in any way whatsoever. I feel like Kawhi ain't going to say that to you, but you go, he's going to hurt you.
And then he'll go,
Like, I was watching some old YouTube videos of Kawhi guarding LeBron in that championship. I don't know what year it was. Early Spurs? Spurs. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 16?
Dude, he gloved LeBron. It's wild to see how good he was. I think they don't have Harden, so they're not going to depend on that. I think if Embiid is healthy, Embiid is amazing, but he missed 8 weeks. And, like, and it's also a knee. I'm not an athlete like that. I know I sprained my toe the other day, and it doesn't hurt anymore, but I still worry about it. Imagine if I 8 weeks with a knee procedure too. Like, that's significant. He did play his first game. What, had 24 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, but he didn't play the whole as many minutes as he would, obviously. But I do think they can make a run. But I do think Boston is Embiid to the Sixers. Or is Porzingis to Boston? Porzingis, if healthy, I think they win all the East and maybe it all. Mm-hmm. Embiid, I think they have a shot to win the East. But Boston's going to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
And that's your team, I know. They're going to be tough.
Mm-hmm. They just smoke the thunder. Because
they have it all. They have scores. They have one of the best on-ball defensive players in the league, period. If Porzingis is on, he's just a hard matchup. Because he is so big and he can play the five effectively, but can also, and a lot of the big guys can shoot now, but there's just something weird about Porzingis' ability to play like all three levels. It's really hard to guard. It's like guarding Eddie because he keeps yelling, I want my change. And you're like, yeah, I don't like guarding you. It's annoying.
It throws you off a little bit.
Yes, they can make a run. I don't think they win the East even with Embiid. But I think they could make the Eastern Finals depending on the seeding.
And then lose.
Tyrese Maxey's awesome too, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're not saying he's not. I'm saying the greatest addition to Philly is the subtraction of James Harden.
Mm. Mm.
Yeah.
Full circle.
And as long as Embiid is there, Maxey's a dog.
Yeah, dude. He's awesome.
Maxey, to me, is like Brunson in New York. Like, you needed the right environment and the right people to believe that if you can have the ball enough or you can be the star, you can be a star. And Maxey's been able to do that. Maxey's become a freaking star.
Yeah.
Brunson is that. Brunson's awesome.
He carries the Knicks.
It's crazy. He's a superstar. And he wasn't going to be that in Dallas. And they basically traded him for like a loaf of bread. So that's what's up. Yes, they can make a run. I don't think they can win the East, though. Go ahead.
All right, let's go to the NFL here for the last one. After trading Stephon Diggs this week, where do you rank the Texans in the AFC next year?
They're stacking up,
it's
man.
It's crazy. The fact they have Mixon in the backfield. You also got to remember Tank Dell, CJ Stroud, who.
Yeah.
With nobody.
Had a great year.
The only thing that scares me is that, again, he was a rookie and he did play really well. We kept waiting for him to fail. He never did.
Never did.
But again, there's not that huge sample size to go, okay, he can do this multiple years in a row once there's been a bunch of tape on him, once people start to really scheme what he's been strong at. I do think CJ Stroud is going to be really good again, especially with the weapons. The problem, I guess, I have with Diggs, he just seems like he's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with Harden. Like, when Diggs was with the Vikings, wasn't the most loved dude.
You think he's toxic?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Big time.
Yeah.
Josh Allen probably throwing confetti. You're like, what's Josh Allen going to do now? Be happy? So Diggs is an awesome receiver. I do think the Texans are strong. They're young defensively, but awesome at the same time. Their draft last year, you know, with two top seven picks?
Top four picks. Will Anderson.
Will Anderson, Alabama.
Yeah.
He's started to really be a stud at the back end of last year.
Yeah.
A little earlier than even expected.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's, let me rank them. AFC. Chiefs at one. Chiefs lost Tyreek. Will Mahomes be good? Yes. I'm going to go Buffalo. They'll do something. They'll supplement their receiving a bit. Maybe in the draft. There's some good receivers.
They lost Gabe Davis, too.
Yeah, I wasn't a Gabe Davis guy.
Okay.
I felt like Gabe Davis.
Not a big Gabe.
I'm going to tell you why, because I had him in fantasy, and he just was not consistent.
I mean, yeah.
He's just not in any way.
Well, in the playoffs is when he was the only time he would show up.
Oh, my God. But he don't get points in fantasy for playoffs.
True.
Fantasy playoffs, he didn't. There's the real playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm still going to go Chiefs, Bengals, but T. Higgins. How do you feel about T. Higgins?
Really good.
Huh?
It's hard to say if he's a number one because he can't be a number one with Jamar Chase, obviously.
Right.
And even Boyd is good. I mean, if he goes to the Patriots or the Bills, he'll for sure be a number one, and we'd take him all day for sure. But number one, like top five? No.
Agree. Really good, too. He's a really good too.
Yeah.
And that, if Burrow stays healthy, I'm going to go. Everybody's healthy in my mind, just for the record.
Sure. It has to be.
Chiefs, Bengals, Bills. I'm going to go Texans.
Wow. Where's Baltimore in here?
Next.
Dang.
Where are the Dolphins? After all that? Oof,
they've lost a lot.
Then it starts to, then the Chargers. I go.
Oh, I didn't even think about Chargers.
Because Harbaugh's there, and they're going to actually run the ball a lot. It's going to actually make Herbert not have to carry the whole team, and he might actually be as good as everybody thinks he will be as good as he is. And Harbaugh's won everywhere.
Turn into the Cowboys over there.
And they got rid of Eckler, and I think it's probably a good move based on how Harbaugh wants to run an offense. Harbaugh doesn't throw – it's not Eckler all day throwing, swing routes. Charger. Then you get to that second tier. Let's just do tiers then. First tier, Chiefs, Bengals, Bills. Boom. Second tier, I'm putting the Texans at the top of the second tier – with the Ravens and the Chargers and the Dolphins.
No Browns.
Not yet. I don't believe.
In Deshaun?
Deshaun
or?
Watson. Top of the third tier, Steelers, Browns. Steelers can move up for sure. And I think they'll have much better quarterback play, obviously. Bronco up. What'd you say?
Let's ride.
Yeah.
What's
ride.
He gonna say with the Steelers?
Let's ride me.
Steal
me.
Steal my heart.
Let's steal. Yeah.
Steal. Let's steal. Steal something. Yeah. But I do think he can really be good over there.
Yeah.
He's probably 81% of what he was. That's enough over there with the Steelers.
We're talking about Russ, right? Not Russ. Not Diggs. Okay.
Russ.
Okay.
Oh yeah, with Diggs, I was just ranking the teams once Diggs is on the Texans.
Gotcha.
All right. And that wasn't the stupidest question ever. That was a good one.
Good job, dude.
Great way to end it.
You made up for it.
Thank you.
All right, that's Tittle Tattle.
The stupidest name ever. It's the Tittle Tattle with Kickoff Kevin.
25 Whistles presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app. Use the code BobbySports to get in on the action. Final Four, I'm going to hit you with this. Alabama covers, so Alabama plus 11.5. I don't think they win. You heard me earlier. I think they can.
Sure.
But then it got confusing.
11 would be the closest win for Connecticut this tournament. I mean, they've beaten everyone by 20.
They did it last year, too. And Arkansas had to play them. I had to go watch them. Arkansas kill Alabama. Or UConn.
You were there? You were there for that?
In Vegas, yeah.
Yeah.
Me, the wife, Ben, Rector, and his wife went. We're like, let's go. We're going to, 3 minutes of the game is over. It's over.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
We're just like, we just wasted all this money and time to come out here. But UConn ended up winning the whole thing. So I'm going to go Alabama plus 11.5. I'm going to go Purdue minus 9. Ooh. And that's a lot of points to give up. I get it. I believe. Maybe biased.
A little biased.
But I wasn't biased. I created that bias because I thought they would win. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I bid the money to buy Purdue. I have to pick three, don't I? because I'm looking at both the over-unders. Did I pick three?
Is your over,
I hate over-unders.
Is your under theory, though, count? Like you had the under theory that it's all going to be under because they're nervous when the tournament starts. Now, where are you at with the Final Four? I would think the nerves are even more at the Final Four.
Not for UConn.
Yeah, UConn just chills. They just roll up.
Yeah,
they roll up in jeans.
We play? What court? This one?
They put a quarter down. Like, we're next in jeans. Yeah. I'm going to go the under on the Alabama-UConn game. Only because if Alabama isn't shooting at a decent percentage, they're going to still shoot. And they ain't going to score a whole. That's tough. And I don't know. I'm going to be honest. I have no clue on the over. I suck at over-unders.
Those are tough.
It feels so tough. I'm going to go under on the Alabama-UConn game.
160 and a half.
Yeah. I have the number. I didn't even care what it was. I'm just going under.
Yeah.
If you want to take the 25 Whistles Parlay, check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users, use the code BobbySports whenever you download the app. 21 up, most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
I could feel guilty or I could not. This is a jersey controversy that happened with me and a gift that was given to me that was stolen. Here is this segment. All right, we're in studio now with one of my friends, and he's one of the guys that owns Super Coffee. And this isn't even a commercial for Super Coffee, but that's how I know him. And you came to our $1 million show, and you gave me a gift. And I feel guilty about the gift because it was a sports gift. Jimmy, would you say tell everybody the gift that you brought me to the show?
Yeah, so I brought you a signed Allen Iverson Georgetown jersey. You
know, which is awesome. Now, hold on. I want to tell you why I feel guilty about this.
Evan's mad.
Because if it were just that, like, that's really generous of you, and that's awesome. And that's, like, old school, too.
Yeah.
And but then he told me where he got it. Where'd you get it?
My brother Jake played football at Georgetown. He's a big AI fan. And I took it off the wall in the office.
Yeah, no, he stole it from his brother.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. So, like, I feel like...
Does he know yet?
He kind of knows. He kind of knows. But he's supportive. He's supportive of it. It's Bobby's birthday.
But it's almost, like, not super present tense when he says... He's, like, he's supportive. When he fully understands where the...
How long has he had that jersey?
Yeah, I know.
It's been 10 years. I think you put it on eBay and we make him buy it back.
Oh, man, that's just cruel, dude.
First of all,
you are a brother.
That's the most, that's so funny. Like, that's hilarious until somebody scoops in and pays more.
Yeah. And then it's gone.
Yeah, because I'm torn how I feel. It's so generous of you to think of me like that. And that I'm very appreciative. But if I were his brother, And I came in and was like, where's my AI jersey?
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Dude.
Where's where's the answer?
Yeah.
No, it's not.
The answer.
Wait, anybody see my... I know it was here. Huh? And you look over and he's like, hey, man. He sees me. There's a picture of me wearing it.
That looks a lot like my jersey.
You should just replace it with a picture of Bones wearing it.
Yeah. How important was that jersey to him? Be honest.
I think 10 years ago it was cool. But okay. It was just sitting on the wall. You know, it was a decoration. And I think everything you're doing with your memorabilia.
I hear you.
I don't think it works like that.
Yeah.
Like,
me too.
10 years
I know.
Later, it doesn't get uncool.
It's like Grandpa's ashes were cool 10 years ago. But you know, they just don't mean as much anymore. Okay. I think I need to ask somebody with a bit, I'm not going to say better perspective, but maybe a fuller perspective. So would you introduce who's sitting beside you?
Yes, this is my fiance, Allison.
Allison, I feel like you'll keep it real with me, Allison. What do you think about this? I am great. It's so kind. But what is anybody going to be upset that I have this jersey?
I don't know. I mean, I'm a big sister too.
Yeah.
So I understand the rivalry.
Yeah. So, but I don't want to be part of, I don't want to be a pawn in the rivalry game. I mean, I kind of do. That's fun.
That's fun.
And the bit of putting it on, because I would have never sold it. That's awesome. But if the bit was, hey, put it on eBay, make them buy it back and donate the money, that would be freaking hilarious. But only if like he really wants it. What do you think I should do?
I mean, I've known Jake for 3 years. I've never heard him talk about
Tom
Anderson.
Okay.
Never heard him mention the
jersey. Interesting.
So, I don't know.
Can I keep the jersey with no guilt? Because if you say yes, that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to move past this in my life.
Yes, no guilt, no guilt.
You kind of squinted her eyes, though. Did you see that?
I know.
It was definitely, if I were playing poker against her, I'd be like, definitely bluffing.
The gift was for you. If anyone's going to feel guilt, like, Jimmy has to deal with that, you know?
But I like Jimmy. I don't want Jimmy to feel guilt. Okay. Judges, Eddie.
What am I judging on?
What I need to do.
I mean, it's
here.
Your gift.
I know. I get it. And it's very kind.
I think it's all on Jimmy here. Like, really. Like, he's the one that took it off the wall. He's the one that decided, like, I'm going to steal it from my brother, give it to Bobby. It's yours now, dude. Keep that thing.
Kevin?
Yeah, I wasn't very convinced until she said that. She's never heard him talk about it in 3 years.
Okay.
So it can't mean that much.
But there's stuff on my wall I don't talk about.
No, but she said Allen Iverson.
Yeah, I've heard him talk about a lot of basketball players. I've heard him talk about sports all the time.
Does he know it's gone?
And I've never heard him mention Allen.
Can I call him and tell him?
Here, there we go. This is fun.
Here, will you type his number on my phone? And we'll have this. And he may be super cool because he's like, because I know him. I like him.
Jimmy, he does now. Like, what do you mean? Like, when did he find out?
Maybe
your call has been forwarded.
Oh, no. Oh,
he's pissed. Dang, he's pissed.
He knows.
5-3
Okay.
Let's see if
he picks up
for the
big brother.
He's upset.
But it went to voicemail so quick, he probably dropped his phone in the bathtub trying to, you know, because he's sad his jersey's gone.
Of course.
And then he realized dropping your phone in the bathtub doesn't do anything. It's like a toaster, you know? Okay. Oh, we got blocked. I'm going to record video.
Dang, he's busy.
I bet he's in a meeting or something.
3. This is the good voicemail, like video voicemail. Hey, it's Bobby Bones here. I wish you would have answered. I just have something I needed to talk to you about. It's very serious. It's been on my heart and my mind, but you've blocked my call from my phone and now from your brother, which makes me think we're both dead to you, and I know why. I know why we're both dead to you. If you could call one of us back, that'd be awesome. I just need to talk to you. Is that him calling? No, it's not. Who is that?
Someone else?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's Post Malone.
It's not. We'll get that one.
Hopefully, I'll talk to you soon. This is preemptive. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm gonna send, save.
I didn't even know you could do that.
That's sweet. It's the new. Okay, let me push it. Boom. If he calls back, let me know. Okay, so that's where I am. That's where we are. And
it's for a good cause.
But it's not. The good cause is my personal life.
The best is Jimmy just doesn't care at all.
I'm not selling it. I'm not. Unless you were like, donate, I would. But it's like, I was like, this is a nice gift. I will keep it. Or did you mean for me to sell it?
Whatever you want to do, it's yours.
See, the only way I think I could find some solace is if I did put it on for charity. Mm. No, I still want it, though. Now I'm getting selfish with it.
Jimmy, is he your younger brother?
Middle brother, that's right. Yeah, I'm the oldest.
So Super Coffee, how did you, it's three brothers.
Three brothers.
I know this. I'm going to ask questions like I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's three brothers. And how did you guys start doing coffee?
We all played sports in college and growing up, and we didn't want to drink at Starbucks that had 45 grams of sugar in it. So we just started brewing our own coffee, you know, healthy coffee, zero sugar with protein. It was kind of, we were kind of just like jocks in a dorm room putting protein in our coffee, and it tasted good. It gave us energy, and we started selling it to our friends. And now
you sold your the coffee from your dorm room?
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
We sold that to Whole Foods.
From the dorm room?
We brewed it in a blender in the dorm room, poured it into an Honest tea bottle, and we went to Whole Foods and we said, hey, we're Super Coffee.
No way they had a permit for that. There's no way they had a permit. That's hilarious. Yeah. And so they're like, well, since you have a name, you must be legit.
Yeah.
Right. How did you sell it to Whole Foods? You just go and be like, where we are?
Yeah. I was like, is there a store manager here? Can we talk to him? And there's a store right on Georgetown's campus. And the guy was like, yeah, if you can bring your friends into my store, I'll sell your products. So that's how we got in. He gave us an inch and we took a mile.
And how did it do?
Well, we made sure it did well. Like, we stayed there every day and poured samples and stocked the shelf. He gave us two little facings in the cooler, and by the end of the day, we had 20 facings. Like, we were very aggressive.
There are artists that I know that have made it big whenever a record store back in, like, the 2000s would be like, okay, we'll give your record a little bit of space because you're doing okay locally. But if it doesn't sell, we're not going to give you any space. And they just have all their friends go buy it up back. Just... Yeah. For that investment of, they think it's working, and even if it's not, you can convince it to work.
That's right. Yeah.
And then the record guy started to put more out. Then other people would just see it and then start to buy it, and then it became a thing. Oh, that's a really cool story.
Shout out to Whole Foods though for not turning you guys away.
Well, the manager.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Manager. The guy that works there.
Yeah, he's Derek Gruber. That guy. Without Derek Gruber, the store manager at Georgetown, I don't think there would be Super Coffee.
What sports did you guys play?
Jake and I played football. Little brother Jordan played hoops.
How about Jordan? Does he like Allen Iverson?
Loves Allen Iverson.
Because I now feel like I took it from him too. Like it might have gotten passed down.
Yeah, he loves Allen Iverson.
Jordan, he's like, that was going to be mine.
I know.
Shorts down to his ankles because of AI.
Yeah. Dang. Why Austin? Why'd you guys end up in Austin?
We were ready for a change in 2020. We were living in New York City. City was shut down. Austin was open. Whole Foods is based in Austin, ironically. And Austin's an awesome, creative city, collaborative.
It's the greatest city. It's the greatest city.
New York feels competitive, right? It's like, what do you do for a living? Everybody's trying to one-up each other. Austin's like, how do we help you win?
Austin's like, how many trees have you planted today?
Yeah.
11? You're in.
Hey, you working today? Don't go to work today.
Yeah, just mental health.
Let's go walk the woods.
It's my favorite city. I'm biased. Our whole show is they're either born in Austin, from Austin. We all met in Austin. We all lived in Austin. The show was birthed in Austin. That's my favorite city. Like, it's my favorite city. And I'm not from there. So I feel like I can say that. And you're not from Austin either. Montana. You're from Montana. Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah. Nice. It's like the Austin of the... Montana's.
I have a question about Montana. Like, can you just go, like, drive 5 minutes and then...
Grab that mic over there.
And see, like, buffaloes?
Yeah, if you're near Yellowstone, you're...
He just means generally anywhere in Montana.
Anywhere, like your backyard.
No, not 5 minutes, but two hours and you're in the middle of nowhere.
Did you
basically anywhere you are.
Did you hate when Yellowstone came out because everybody's like, is that like your house? Is that you?
No, I mean, I love it.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because when I went, we were shooting Breaking Bobby Bones in Montana... And it was when Yellowstone was like season two, really getting big. And when we had to land in Bozeman, but then drive like 3 hours, there was no cell service where we were for a few days. But everybody was kind of annoyed then because it was just popping. Yeah. And they were just starting to go, wait, this isn't us. But then you kind of realize that's kind of a cartoon version, which is.
Right. It's like, it's all sort of a caricature of itself. And people know that.
Did you grow up with guns?
Not personally? Not personally, but my family.
I'm in Arkansas. We grew up all guns all the time. Breakfast? What'd you shoot this morning? You know, it was that, you know, growing up, then I started to have different ideas about guns and not, you know, every knucklehead should have one, but I understand them. And it's people that come from rural areas that also can like see them as a tool and not just what people who never had one. Just, I can see what people don't think it's a bad, like only bad guys have guns.
Yeah.
But I just wondered if like, since you lived in Montana, it's probably pretty universal. Most people had a gun and it wasn't even like, you got a gun. It's like, oh, you got a jack for your car. It was almost like everybody had it.
Yeah, the conversation is completely different if you're from a Montana, Wyoming, a Colorado.
Then a major city.
Too, than if you're from either of the coasts.
Because neither side understands each other.
Right.
Because people on the coast are
different.
Why? And then people in rural are like, no, But you just wish there was somebody like me who could bring everybody together.
Right?
You know?
Yeah. Mm.
I don't know who that would be that would be just like me.
Don't know, man.
I wish there was like a me with a retro jersey signed by a superstar.
That
like could a, really rise like from the ashes.
Basketball player?
Probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really wouldn't matter. But like he probably it's like something that was stolen. But he wanted to do good. But okay, your brother didn't call us back. You let him know.
He's upset, man. That's why he's not answering.
Can you imagine? That's why he's so pissed right now. He can't find his jersey, so he put his phone to the side and he's searching all over town.
He's like, it's got to be here
he's
somewhere.
He's reported it stolen to the cops. Really good to meet you. Hope you had fun at the show.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's like such a rare experience to see that many amazing musicians with such different like vibes and talents in one sitting.
Yeah, it's for us it's so cool. Really cool, but it's also because of that same thing it becomes a bit problematic because you're like got to learn this song and it's this style. Right. Got to learn this song. And then sometimes Eddie and I go like, we're not learning this one. It's too hard.
No. Nope. Mm-hmm. And that's when you see us kind of just.
You guys were backing everyone up was so impressive. I was like, do they actually know all of these songs?
Yeah. Most. You'd see us sometimes not play. Like sometimes if I got to a part of a song and I was like, I would just put my guitar. I would just take my hands up. So people, but most of it.
Yeah.
But some of it, we were like, we're just hurting the cause.
like when Edwin McCain came out, like I can't.
Oh no,
that.
Yeah, I took the guitar off.
That,
I took the guitar off and I laid it there and just the went back to the back mic and was, I'll be.
I'm not gonna mess that up.
Good luck with Super Coffee. You don't need my luck. You're killing it. It's awesome,
dude. Thank you.
And then I got a jersey, and we'll figure out what the plan is.
It's your gift, man.
It is my gift, and I want it. I'm gonna be honest.
Keep it.
No. Yes. I don't know. I want to do what's right. So if your brother's cool, I'll do what he thinks we should do. If he's like, I love it and I will pay a ransom for it, I would donate the ransom.
Go to the charity.
I would do that. If he's like, he should just have it, I would do that. And that's all. We'll just leave it at those two.
It would be funny if he buys it back and puts it on the wall.
I could put, if you said you should put it on eBay, what I would do, this is what I would do. This is the ultimate joke. I wouldn't even do I'm going to put it up and say, you can buy it for $1,000. I'd put it up as an auction and start it at like 1,500 or 2,000 to 3,000 or something crazy.
Yeah.
And then he'd have to go and at least do that and then watch people also fight with him to bit. Oh, it'd be so funny. But I also want it. But I think, you tell me.
All right. We'll follow up on that.
Where can people get Super Coffee?
We're in Nashville. You get it on Kroger, but nationwide, we're on Amazon. We're gonna have a skinny latte summer. That's the motto this year.
What's that mean?
Don't put all that sugar in your coffee. Grab a Super Coffee, zero sugar.
Oh, I thought it was like a flavor.
No, skinny latte. The concept is skinny latte. Mm.
For me, I hate coffee. I'm talking with Super Coffee. I hate coffee.
Yeah,
I hate the taste of coffee. It tastes like I don't know. Poop tastes like, for the record.
But you also don't know. You also don't know a lot about coffee. Like you thought coffee cake was like.
Oh, I thought coffee cake was
coffee
was
flavored coffee. Cake.
Oh, is that funny to you?
Yeah.
I thought coffee cake was coffee flavored cake, and I was like, "Who in the world would eat? I hate the cake taste of coffee. Why would you make cake taste bad?"
I mean, that's fair though.
Yeah.
No, it's stupid.
Would you hand her the mic and say, "Because she thought, did you not think that coffee cake was coffee flavored cake?"
No, it's cake that you eat with coffee.
No idea. Oh.
Thank you, Allison.
Is that known? Is that like universally known?
I think it's known.
Yeah, dude.
The coffee, like, the nomenclature is confusing. I'll give you that. But, like, I guess the real coffee cake is tiramisu, right? Because that's actually soaked in coffee.
Yeah. Now, that's true. Like, a dessert, a tiramisu does have a coffee flavoring to it.
Oh, now
that's,
you know what tiramisu is?
Yes.
That's actually soaked in coffee.
I do know what that is because it says on the menu.
Oh, coffee-flavored cake?
And coffee cake says in the title. Yeah.
I never knew that's why they called it that.
What, coffee cake?
Coffee cake.
So what did you think?
Coffee.
What did you think?
I mean, initially I thought, yeah, flavored it tastes like coffee.
I was like, that's the dumbest cake ever.
It's in the
heard.
Name.
Yes.
Bunch of idiots.
So my point is, I hate coffee.
But I like it.
But I like Super Coffee for a couple reasons. One, because it's not that, I don't feel like this when I'm done. And then two, I like the pumpkin pie flavor.
Oh, that's a good one.
And that may be like the most childlike flavor. But I do like the pumpkin pie flavor.
Tastes like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That's actually one of my favorites.
I know. I'm a child.
Do you want to know what's funny? Is Jimmy brought some super coffee, and he brought it out of a Kroger bag. I'm like, did you buy it?
You want to buy your own stuff? That's like an artist whose single comes out, or their CD, and they go and buy their own at the store at Target.
Yeah, that's exactly what that is.
Okay, no coffee, brother, yet. He must be in a big meeting, like probably making deals.
No, dude, he's
selling coffee.
He's with the cops right now.
So what does it say on the front, sir? It said G-E-O-R. G-E. Good to see you guys. Thanks for coming in for the show. Thank you for the jersey. We'll find out what we need to do with it. And do you know AI?
Don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I do. I'll call him. It'd be hilarious. Like we could settle it with that. Thank you guys. Have a safe trip back to Austin. And we're coming in May or so.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll see you guys then. Cool. How long you guys been together, by the way?
3 years.
Okay. So you'll probably still be together in May.
Hopefully.
Well, when's the wedding?
Yeah. Are you guys, when do you guys get married?
September of 2025 in Montana.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's awesome.
You got to have buffaloes there.
Elk. Yeah. I know the guy that runs Bevo. We could at least ship him up there.
Oh, right. Bevo, the lawnmower.
We got to do too much access with Bevo.
Wait, how do we do too much access with Bevo?
You run them out. You silver spurs, you got to put the white cowboy pants on and all that.
Dude, that's a good idea.
I want to do a red. I want to do a red cape and be like, ah!
You want a bullfight with Bevo?
Yeah, I want a bullfight with Bevo.
Do a twirl.
Yeah. All right, thank
Bobby,
you guys.
Thank you, brother.
Good to see you guys.
You too.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, that was awesome. Now let's get over to my talk with Paul McDonald. Paul was a quarterback of the 1978 USC National Championship team. So that alone is amazing. Also, All-American. He was a top six Heisman. He was drafted in the fourth round. He was the first left-handed quarterback with the Cowboys. It just goes on and on.
Played under Tom Landry.
Yeah, and what he's done even since. He was also the guy, part of the broadcast team for USC for years.
That's right.
He stayed at...
But you're missing the most important one.
The Cowboys?
No. Kevin played football with his son.
How is that not on the sheet? Reed, you're fired, even though it's not your job. I just need to fire somebody because somebody missed it.
Yeah, that's the cool part. His three sons all played D1.
Three
quarterbacks.
Quarterbacks, yeah.
All quarterbacks.
Wow.
He's an author, an entrepreneur, and overall... Like, I liked him. Like, I wanted to be friends with him.
Oh, yeah, he's awesome.
Now, you can check out his work at GameChangeNation.com. Here he is, Paul McDonald. Hey, Paul, good to talk to you, man.
Bobby, thanks for having me on your show.
Yeah, I got a lot to talk to you about, you know, as far as the book and Game Change, et cetera. But, you know, when I was reading a bit about your story, getting into the weeds a little bit, like, I want to go back to the year that they had the strike. And, you know, you're in, Sipe gets hurt, his arm's hurt. You go like 2-1. You're probably feeling like, all right, this is my big spot to make it in the NFL. And then the strike hits. Like, how Like, how, I mean, that had to be such a terrible time for you.
Well, we were out for 60 days on strike. It was a completely weird experience, right? It was my third year in the league. We played a few games. We weren't playing very well. And Brian Sipe was the starting quarterback. By the way, he won the MVP in 1980. So he's the best player in the NFL. And 81, it didn't go so well. So really an awakening moment was when he was introduced one game in 1981, and he got completely booed by the crowd. And at that point, I realized where the term fan came from. Fanatics, right? But in 82, he was actually starting, and we went on strike for 60 days, and I was working out. I was staying fit, and I don't know what Brian was doing, but it wasn't working when he came back. And then I got the start. My first start was against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
That
went well.
When that strike hits, again, this is a different time then. And I think back, any strike that I saw when I was younger, I kind of always held the players accountable, not really knowing how the game worked. Like, I was like, these guys, they're just being selfish. Because, again, we didn't have the internet. We didn't have the ability to, if we wanted to learn more about it, to learn more about it. We just kind of had to listen to the 40-second bite from the sports guy or the newspaper. Did you feel like during the strike that people really didn't know what the strike was about?
It's a great question. You know, I've done a lot of interviews, Bobby. No one's ever asked me anything about this. So it's really cool we're talking about. I think as the players, we did some things in the community. For nonprofits, for charitable organizations. We tried to get the support of Cleveland. Cleveland's a sports town. I mean, they love you or they hate you, and they'll let you know how they're feeling. But I loved playing in Cleveland. But yes, there was, I think, this sense of, wait a minute, come on, we just want to watch you play. What's the big deal? And we were scrapping for peanuts, you know, on the floor. Back in the day, compared to what's going on today with the financial structure. So what we had, the unions behind, we're union. Collective bargaining agreement is what it was, and we're part of the NFL Players Association, which is a union. So we had Teamsters, we had other of these organizations walking the picket line. I walked the picket line.
That's crazy.
It's weird.
That's crazy. Yeah. I mean, and not to stay too much on a strike in general, but just being an uneducated sports fan when I was a kid, when baseball struck, I was like, you guys are making a ton of money, get back. But then you realize what the owners are actually making. And, you know, what it's a business and everything's relative. And so I was just, when I read your story about the strike hitting, I was like, oh man, that stinks. And then it just put me on this whole spiral of, man, I used to hate strikes and hate the players for it, but it really is not the players. It's on both sides. But I would just blame the players because I was like, well, you're millionaires. You should go play. But then I'm not like, well, you're billionaires. We just didn't know who the owners were. And so we couldn't really vilify them because they were just a big corporation. But your career has been so crazy. Like, you are a first-team All-American. You win the national championship at USC. When you're in L.A. in, what was that, like late 70s when you win the national championship, 78
Correct.
Or so?
Yes.
Are you famous in L.A. in the late 70s as the USC quarterback that won the national championship?
No, not famous at all. Even though we were on the front page of the Times most every day, and
first team All-American, you know, yeah. It's still, it's not like Matt Leinart even was. It's not like we could go through a bunch of the USC quarterbacks now. It was, you weren't famous even though you were that dude.
No, this is pre social media. This is, you know, all you had were the print news, and when you had the. You know, the weekly news and the daily news on that there wasn't much out there. Even the people on campus, there was a little bit buzz there, but I think people were, you know, staying away. They didn't want to hound you. No, not at all. I mean, I didn't know what fans' hysteria was all about until I got to Cleveland, believe it or not.
When you go and you're drafted in the fourth round, what's it like being drafted in the first round back there? Now it's, you're on TV, you go to New York or wherever they're having it. We had a Nashville 1 year, Vegas. But to be in the fourth round, is that day two, three, four? They do it all in one day? Like, what was that situation like?
all in one day back then. Again, no press, no media, no nothing. First time ESPN actually broadcast the draft on TV. It was cable when no one had cable. So I didn't even see it. I just got a phone call. I got a phone call from Sam Rotigliano, who was the head coach, telling me I got drafted in the fourth round. I was a little bummed because I was supposed to go earlier by the Raiders. And unfortunately for me, but fortunately for him, Mark Wilson was available in the first round. They took him. And so I had to wait till the fourth round. At that juncture, I was just happy to go anywhere to be picked and have an opportunity to go play and get paid for it.
Were the Brown was Mr. Brown, was he there when you were there, Paul?
Paul Brown, yeah, no. Paul, no. He was at Cincinnati. Yeah, no, he wasn't, but he started. Art Modell was the owner. I didn't see that much on television, right? We didn't get that out here in Southern California. We got the Rams. Oh, yeah. Mostly, sometimes the Niners, but I rarely saw them. I didn't know where Cleveland was. I had to look it up on a map. Okay.
So you're playing with the Browns. You shifted teams a few times. You were in Seattle, but did you ever actually make the team in Seattle, or were you on the practice squad there?
Did not. There was no practice squad. You made the team, or they sent you home. So I was with Cleveland for 6 years and got to play. I started 22 games, and that was a blast. Again, you referenced 82. We got the team to the playoffs in 1982, so that was really fun to do that. But then I got cut, and I had a choice between Cincinnati or Seattle. I thought Seattle would be a better opportunity, and I was sort of wanting to get back to the West Coast. But then I was just in training camp, got cut. Fortunately, I had an injury guarantee. And so mid-season, it's interesting because you're cut and you're like, okay, you're looking at the waiver wire, who got cut. Maybe there's an opportunity for me to go to another team and get picked up and keep playing. I did that for several weeks, and then nothing, no phone calls, nothing. And so finally I got a call from my old friend, Paul Hackett, who was coaching at SC. He was at that time the offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, and he called me, and I decided he was just calling to chat because I had forgotten about it. I was like looking at like, what am I going to do with my life kind of thing. And he said, hey, Danny White got injured on Sunday. And that's how I got to Dallas for a couple years.
Dang, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's great. I love that.
Oh, pretty cool.
So you played under Tom Landry. Well, I mean, I'm a huge Dallas Cowboys fan, but I don't know much about Tom Landry other than my grandfather busted Tom Landry stealing BBs from his hardware store.
I hear this story every week.
Yeah.
That is shocking that he would do anything illegal. I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, what was he like?
Stoic. He was kind of in his own little world. Not a guy you would run up to and give a hug or even a high five. He'd walk down the hall sometimes because he was in his thoughts. And you walk past him, and he wouldn't even recognize you, wouldn't even acknowledge you, wouldn't say hi to you. And I thought that was a little strange. We would have meetings, and he would go through these spreadsheets, and he had all these different categories of measurement, how the team was doing, you know, third down conversions, first down, how many yards on first. I mean, all this, just detail. And I was up on the top row one time we were doing this, and I mean, half the row they were sleeping there, you know, because he had this like overhead projector putting those numbers up on that. Most of the players couldn't follow the numbers, but he obviously was an amazing coach. Would have loved to play for him longer. In fact, he told me, I wish I would have drafted you. He was a very loyal coach when I got cut there on my way out. He said, I wish I would have drafted you, because he was that way. He would hang with you a long time. It's unfortunate how it all ended for him with his career and Jerry Jones coming in just cleaning house. It's disappointing to see that, but great man, great human being.
Couple questions for you about what's happening kind of now. USC leaves the Pac-12. The Pac-12 is basically two teams now, but what the heck? Like, that's a whole new feeling if you're an SC fan. You're traveling to places you'd never been. You're all the way across the country. How do you feel about that?
So weird. It's bizarre.
Yeah, good luck at Rutgers. You know, I mean, it's crazy.
Scheduling, they could really put the knife to the Trojans, the Bruins, and of course the Ducks, and now UW. The travel schedule, you know, playing those games in November when it's snowing back in the Midwest in Ann Arbor or the Big House and the Shoe at Ohio State. So I think it's going to be really, really interesting. I don't know how they're going to deal with travel. I think football is one thing, but all these other sports, think about that.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Go play a doubleheader? You miss school. I mean, you're gone from school for a week or 2 weeks with basketball, baseball, tennis. I mean, I just don't know. And the cost of travel is going to be immense. So it's going to be an interesting experiment.
When you're playing at SC, Marcus Allen's on the team, young Marcus Allen, was he something, or was he just one of the awesome dudes who developed into something even better?
So here's a trivia question, Bobby. Who is named the modern day quarterback? And trust me, I'm 66 years old, so we use that term loosely. Name the modern day quarterback who played in the same backfield with two Heisman Trophy winners.
I'm going to go the modern day quarterback who played in the same backfield with two. But so first, it's got to be something that is about you. Initially, I would go Heisman Trophy, but Thurman Thomas didn't win the Heisman Trophy. Barry Sanders, they both played at Oklahoma State. I think of elite running back tandems. Jackie Robinson, was a great football player too, but he ask me one more time. Who the modern day quarterback? So that had to be somebody from the 70s on, I would say.
Yes, from the 70s on. Yes, exactly.
So what
who played in the same backfield with two Heisman Trophy winners?
It's you. It's you. It's got to be you. It's got to be you. It's a trick question. Okay. Yeah. Got it.
How did we not get that?
No, listen, Paul McDonald's my guess. Let's go.
Boom. Yeah. Charles White won it my year in 1979. And then Marcus was the starting fullback.
That's crazy.
And so he won it 2 years later. So you can win a lot of money on that bet in any bar, anytime.
I just should not have been an idiot. That's why I didn't. That's why I didn't have any friends, and I lost all the time.
He was like waiting.
I did get there. Okay, I got three final questions for you. Lincoln Riley, will he play with full 11 men on defense this year, unlike last year where he had like four guys out there at a time?
You know, so many of my colleagues, my former teammates, were just shaking our heads. You know, to win a title in football, you have to have a mental toughness. You have to be physical. And that means running the football. It doesn't necessarily mean throwing it every down. And that means you got to play great defense. You know, obviously championship wins defense isn't that cliche. So it was so frustrating. Doesn't matter how many points you score if you keep giving it up out the back door. So they're certainly getting all the players and recruiting portal. We've got, I think, an enhanced coaching staff. We'll see. But, you know, it's sad. You have to have that mindset of physical toughness. The offense they run does not coincide with that level of mindset. It's finesse. It's skills. It's fast receivers. It's fun. It's, it's not three downs on a cloud of dust. It's let's just make this fun and entertaining. We're like Showtime. That's what their offense is. But to win a championship, they need to develop a different culture.
What's difficult if I were an SC fan? Well, my family's all OU fans, so the massive OU fans. So I'm not. I'm an Arkansas fan, but I watched OU a lot. And, you know, if this was a one-off thing, you'd be like, well, but the same thing happened at OU where they scored a bunch of points, but they had a bunch of points scored on them. So it's not like he just has a switch he can flip. So if I were an SC fan, I'd be like, dude, just bring somebody in and go, defense is yours, and I will not touch it. But difficult thing to do, obviously. But do you feel like defensively they're going to actually recruit different types of players now that they're playing in that conference? Like they're going to the Big Ten. It's a whole different landscape.
I hope so. I hope so. I believe that's what they're doing. I believe that's what their intention is. Hey, he's a smart guy. Lincoln Riley's a smart guy. But you are right. Your DNA is your DNA. I believe he took a real step back to look at the landscape and review everything. I think he's going to allow the defensive coordinator that they got from UCLA to run the show. And he's got to run his defense. you can't, and they did a good job at UCLA last year, just 1 year being there. So hopefully that will be the case for USC this year, that they'll be tougher. They can stop and get the offense off the field so the Trojans can come on and score the points that they know how to do.
All right, trivia question, and I'll end with this.
Is it Paul McDonald?
Well, he's part of the answer. It's part of
I'll get that one.
So in the 1979 Heisman Trophy voting, Paul McDonald finished sixth overall. Who finished first, second, third, fourth, and fifth?
Whoa. Let's see. Second or third was Arch Sleaster. Wow, that's a great question.
I don't even know the answer. I just wondered. Wait, what? I just wondered if he knew who the five that finished ahead of him more than I had.
I just knew I finished sixth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's look it up. Let's look it up. So
you didn't even know?
No, I didn't. I just wanted to see if he knew because 1979 Heisman Charles White is a winner. Obviously.
Right.
Let's see.
Yeah, yeah.
Who won the Heisman Trophy? Charles White. It doesn't have the rest of them.
I have them here.
Okay, go ahead. Who do you have?
At second?
Yeah.
Billy Sims.
Oh, from Oklahoma. Yeah, go ahead.
At number three, Mark Wilson.
One of the Beach Boys. Go ahead.
At number four, Arch Schlitt.
That's Peyton and Eli's son, Arch.
Schlitter. Yeah,
he just said that, the one he said.
And then at five, Vegas Ferguson.
Oh, classic Vegas.
What a name. Yeah.
Vegas Ferguson. Vegas.
Notre Dame running back, good player, yeah.
A couple of things that I wanted to talk about first were a bit of adversity, because I just kind of want to lead into the book here. And listen, I feel like we all have a ton of it. It's, you know, not if we're going to get it, it's when we get it, how do we react? You know, what are the tools we've kind of developed? And so you wrote Through the Tunnel, True Stories of Sports and Life That Empower Your Spirit. So is this book just going to make me a better person? Because I need it, Paul. That's why I have you here. I need it.
Bobby, we all need it. We all need to improve. We all need to be our best self. In fact, there's a chapter in there, be your best self. I think, you know, what we tell ourselves all day long is a reflection of our life. And if we're not caring for ourselves, how can we care for another? That's not narcissistic. That's just a fact. That's what we should be doing. But we go around, beat ourselves up. Why did I say this? Why did I do that? I'm better than that. No, you got to be grateful. Grateful for what you have. Grateful for what you've done. Look, Bobby, look at you. Look at your career. I mean, music, country music, your status in the world. You know, sports, comedian, Renaissance man. Really. I mean, focus on all of those great things instead of what you're not doing, and good things will continue to happen for you.
I'm more like rent to own, man. Is that a Renaissance?
Renaissance.
Yeah, I'm more like you go and you pay a little bit each month, and then by the time you finally get it, you've paid like four times for it.
It's like layaway.
Yeah, it's more like layaway, though, is real price. You know, that's a difference. So tell me about Game Change, because it feels like that is a resource that a lot of folks are able to use to better themselves, or to at least put themselves in a position to do that.
We're launching at the end of the summer. We're super, my partner and I, Jack Barrett, are super excited about it. I met Jack. This is a good story. Through a mutual friend we met, he is a documentary filmmaker. He's a storyteller. And so he wanted to make a movie, a documentary on the history of the USC-UCLA football rivalry. So I said, I wasn't that interested in it. You know, even though I broadcast football at SC for 15 years on radio, just didn't interest me. I was interested in bigger things, different things, instead of just football, right? But then we started talking about, hey, let's attach ourselves to a charitable cause. Let's do something good for society. So we found this charity called Cure It, and we made the movie. We had this premiere. It was awesome. We had half the side was SC, former SC athletes and football players. The other half side was former UCLA football players. And we watched the film together. I raised a lot of money for this organization called Cure for Cancer Research. We've netted, now we've had a dinner ever since then. That was about 12, 13 years ago. We've had a dinner, and now we've got a golf tournament. We've netted $5 million for cancer research by making that movie. So how cool is that? So that's how I met Jack. And then Jack and I really became friends. It was him nudging me, Paul, we got to write a book. You got to write a book. My son also nudged me too. I go, like, what am I going to write a book about? I mean, so we came up with the theme. And so the book Through the Tunnel is really a precursor for Game Change. And Game Change you know, let's be honest, our society, especially the pressure, the state of the mental health of our children, and we're focusing on to start and launch our company, high school student athletes. I mean, the pressure on these kids is immense with social media, with what their expectations are to getting to college and getting to the college of their choice. So we're providing inspirational content. A lot of it's free, but there is a paywall, so there'll be subscription as well. We're going to have master class like things, classes and live web broadcast, chat room for these kids that they can just go hang out. And it's all positivity. It's all empowerment. So we're going to not just fire them up. We're going to provide them tools of how to lead their best life.
It's awesome. I think mental health is something that this generation now is actually understanding. It's something they work on. I mean, mine was like the last one where it was kind of embarrassing to talk about, but a few people were doing it. But now, especially with what you're doing, and you're having something that exists that people can go to. It's a well that people can go get water. Like, we're learning why we need water, and that's a well they can go get the water. And so I think that's great for athletes who, honestly, if you're really good at being an athlete, people aren't really focused on you for much else. I think you've seen that too, and there's not a lot of skills that are developing. I didn't develop being funny until I got beat up, you know, and it's if these athletes are either the prize athlete, that's all they're known for. They don't have to develop other skills until they get to a point where they just don't have them. And that's really not where we want them to be. And so I really commend you for your effort in trying to take care of these kids and these young athletes.
Well, thank you, Bobby. We're doing our part. It's not just those that are elite either. It's, you look at like 95, 96% of these kids will not play in college. And it's that high school experience that we want to maximize for them. And by the way, the lessons you learn in sports are just fantastic. You know, like you said, overcoming adversity, working with others, being on a team, dealing with a loss, dealing with a win, how to perform in pressure moments, how to rise above. There's so many different lessons to be learned. So we want to keep them in sports. We want to keep them having fun and have the proper perspective about it. And even if they're not, you know, the star, it's an awesome experience. Think about when you were a kid, Bobby. I mean, just playing in the street with your buddies. That's what sports is meant to be. And that's what we're attempting to encourage kids to continue to do.
Yeah, I like dealing with wins.
Did you have buddies playing?
No,
on the
no
street?
Buddies. Okay, and I didn't have any buddies and didn't win. So, you know, I definitely could have used this here. Well, yeah. Look, it's been awesome to talk with you. Congrats on the book. And also, I'm really looking forward to seeing Game Change Nation, man. It's going to be awesome. You know, it's a super great idea. I think it's a much needed idea. And I think it takes somebody who's been through it, but has also learned what you didn't know. Meaning, if my analogy is, I grew up really poor, but now I'm pretty rich, and I know how poor people get screwed over, so I can help them. And the same way with you being an athlete, and now you've switched your career to go to business, you now can help athletes who had no idea what they were missing out on with business because nobody was helping them. And so because of that, like, I admire that.
I'll leave you with this quote. Our greatest work is that which we wish had been offered to us when we were in our deepest pain.
That's a pretty hard quote to leave me on because I got to look it up and see what that even means. But I leave you with this quote.
Oh, boy. Quote challenge.
Well, we'll just quote back and forth. Whoever established the high road. Wait, I lost it. Dang it. I'm sick of following my dreams. I'm just going to go ask where they're going and hook up with them later.
Wait, hook up with them later?
Like, get find them.
Ah, got it. Got it. I took that a whole different direction.
Yeah.
Here, let me leave you guys with one.
Okay, go ahead. Leave us a quote.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
Right. Okay, I'll leave you one more quote. Here's another one. All you need is love, but a little chocolate now and then don't hurt. You know what I mean? Hey, thank you for the time.
You should write a book, Bobby.
Yeah, congratulations, and hopefully we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me on. I had a great time. Best of luck to you and your team.
All right, thanks, Paul. See you later, buddy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Thanks to Paul McDonald. Be sure to check out the book and what he's doing. The thrill and excitement of the tournament, it's here. DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, has given new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. I'm going to say it one more time. $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets. Now, to do this, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use the code BOBBYSPORTS. New customers can bet $5 and get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Again, the code is Bobby Sports. The crown is yours.
Hold on. Time out.
You're true. It's right. I know what you're going to say. Go ahead.
When people put that code in, yeah, do you get bonus money?
No.
Okay, because there's all the referrals?
Bonus, no. The bonus like, money.
I'm going to kill you, dude. That's how you're betting those big ones.
No. The bonus money is we get paid to do the show.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a good
point.
And
if people stop putting our code, we don't get no bonus money.
Okay, guys, use the code. What's
yeah,
the code
there's no bonus money.
Like, because you know, if you refer new customers, you get like $100 in bonus money or something like that.
No, our bonus money is to get paid to do the show.
I like that better.
Yeah,
I like that better.
Yeah. I have no idea how many people will put it in. I hope they do because we want to keep doing the show.
Guys, put that code in.
Yeah, now he's a big code
Come on,
guy.
Bobby Sports.
Yeah. The crown is yours. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help's available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Okay.
I got a couple notes we're going to do here. Pick the two winners first, Eddie. Basketball games, go.
Purdue, UConn.
Okay. Pick the big winner, Eddie.
UConn.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I think that's just kind of...
It's also simple. It's like the loser.
I know. It's,
it, but
it's not sexy, but I think that's just kind of where it's at.
You know what is sexy? My gold Bo Jackson signed tops. 8 of 20 signature.
That's not sexy. That's sassy.
Yeah, like I tried to have sex with it.
The way you did?
Yeah, there wasn't. Yeah, but it was gold. I couldn't.
What's wrong with you, man?
But it was that sexy.
Dude, that's so cool, man. That's so, so cool. All those cards are so cool.
So we opened the box and we streamed it. I guess we haven't talked about it here, though, have we?
We haven't.
We did so much talk about it on this. I should do a quick recap. And you'll see the whole episode when we do our series on memorabilia. So we open this box and get the invitation. Got a gold tier invite. I have to RSVP to that, I guess. But I don't know if I get one or two people. Do I want to go by myself?
No. No, you want to take me with you.
No. Listen to what I'm saying.
What?
If I only have the option to go by myself, if it's not a plus one, do I want to go by myself?
You have to.
That's awkward.
It is awkward.
It's awkward.
What if they ask you to wear like a masquerade?
Huh? Is it a sex party?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with cards. Mm-hmm. I call Bo Jackson.
I was going to say, bring your Bo Jackson, Bobby.
Bones, that's a good question, man.
I kind of feel like I have to, just for the story.
Yeah.
It says Baltimore. It doesn't give a date. and I need to RSVP because I have it. And it says gold tier, but I think I think you guys were dead wrong. I think gold is just the basic because the box is gold. But I don't know that. I couldn't find it. Mike, anything?
Nothing about that, but I do see there are no plus ones.
What?
Ooh. One ticket.
They want you to go solo?
So, Eddie, you buy a box, and then you have an invitation. Yo, great.
Hey, even Willy Wonka, like even little Charlie had a plus one.
Yeah. Is that for this year, Mike, or for last year?
Yeah, I'm seeing it right now. That's, I guess somebody else emailed them because there's nothing on the ticket, and they said, yeah, they said back, no plus ones.
Wow.
Dang.
Secret club. I got Illuminati.
No, that's us. We're the Illuminati.
The Illuminati.
Johnny Bench 101 signed was cool.
That's sweet.
I looked up the Derek Jeter because now I've been able to spend a little time with the cards and, you know, we cry together.
Hey, are they still all laid out the way we left
them? They were until yesterday, but I had dorm dudes come over before they left and I had them help me sleeve them because I don't feel good about messing up the cards and they do it all the time. So I said, would you guys come over and help me put them in stuff so I don't mess the corners up?
Yeah, they know how to grab all that stuff.
And they did. They came over. And some of them were like, you don't want to sleeve these. We have to order bigger sleeves. 2x2 deal, little dollars, 0.96.
Illuminati.
Get the deal and get a bigger card. And so I was like, okay, so I ordered some fatter ones. But oh, they're so awesome to look at.
Which one did I like?
They just cost so much. But I don't even care about the cost anymore because it's already gone.
Yeah.
It's like credit card.
Money gone?
Yeah, it's credit card now. It's play money. Except not really. It sucks and I got to pay the bill. But I do get points. But even then, Dave Ramsey says, don't worry about points. Dave Ramsey says, you know, points aren't.
Yeah, he's so exactly what he says.
But I have to go to this thing by myself, if that's true. I have to go. There's no date, but I am going to RSVP today. If you want to know a little fun fact, and I don't know that we're doing it, I was talking with Zach from Dorm Dudes, and he's the CEO, and I was also talking with his, like, first in command. Did you guys meet those guys?
Yeah. Dorm Dudes?
Yeah.
Yeah, Zach and Shane.
Yeah. So, Zach and Shane were over. We did an interview about breaking. And Zach's like, man, Zach's like, I want to buy a box. By the way, Zach's a kid.
They're both really kids.
Smart, extremely ingenuitive, 22-year-old.
Yeah.
He was hustling with a lawn care business before this, like building out a lawn. Like, he's got a brain as an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. It's wild because he's so young and like risk-taking and like doesn't come from like money or anything. So he was like, we should go in thirds and buy another box. And I was like, man, third sounds so much better than
another pool. Yeah.
So
y'all doing it?
So prices have gone up. They're like 30 grand a box now. Eesh. I know. So I said I would be in if we could find another 20. Well, mine was 25. If we could find one between 20 and 25, I would go in on a third.
Do you think you'll make money off this first box?
I don't know. Because
or at least your money back?
I don't know. I hope I'm going to start doing that, but I looked up the Derek Jeter that I have because there's like something of 15 in the same card that's 1,200 bucks. I have a something of 10, that Derek Jeter patch signed. Yeah. So I know that one's at 13, 1,400 bucks. We got a bunch of 500ers. Mm-hmm. We got that John F. Kennedy, which I'm going to list on eBay. I'm going to start at like 10 grand and nobody may buy it. And I hate to have to get rid of it, but I want my money back.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't do
it's
this.
It's business, man.
Yeah. No, it's actually a stupidity. Okay. It's just for fun and for a series. And if I lose a few thousand bucks, that sucks, but we have a show. We're trying to make this show. Hopefully we get sponsors. It wasn't just me throwing money at it. I saw some people, and I made the joke too, like, you give a poor hillbilly money, look what he goes and buys. True, but also to us, it's a series, and we're out pitching it now for sponsors, and hopefully I'm able to make money and pay for it. And if not, then I'm just a hillbilly that has too much money.
Yep.
And they were right.
It is what it is.
Other than just a hillbilly.
For sure. I'll be back to that soon if I keep buying cards. Don't worry. So I've been looking at them, but we've sleeved them up. We feel pretty good about some of them. Thinking about doing another one. But then it's all three of us, who gets that other ticket to the party?
Oh, yeah.
Because there's three of us, and I have equal call to that ticket as well.
I got it. This is what you do.
Cut the ticket in half.
You put all the names in a hat, and if whoever draws it goes to that person. Now, if you get it,
I get a second ticket.
Then you get a plus one.
I don't hate that idea. If we're going,
and I'm going
thirds,
with you,
and then we'll draw all your names. See who goes with me.
Oh, then draw.
Yep, great idea.
You
can
do the little
great
rascals
idea.
Thing, that's you know, funny. Where you big coat and just on each other's shoulders.
It's funny. That's where your mind goes, child.
like sneak in.
Yeah,
as a
like,
big
little
man.
Little rascals with a huge trench coat. Reed like comes out of nowhere with gold sometimes.
Uh-huh.
That's hilarious.
So that's that deal. I don't. When this airs, it could all be settled. I don't know. Personally, I'm dealing with the Arkansas Razorbacks. Mike, will you look and see if anything's happened? If Muss is gone yet, if he's not leaving.
What do you know? What do you know about it?
Well, I don't want him to go, but if he does go, I'm okay with it because that's his mom lives there. That's home.
California.
So, yeah, Southern California, especially. That would be like if the head coaching job at Mountain Pine were open. I'd leave here to go do that. It's my home.
You would not.
I know, because I'm not a head coach.
You would not.
But I know he wants to be there eventually and goes there a lot when he has vacation. And he's been awesome for Arkansas. He's elevated the program to a point where we now can go get a top-tier coach because of the success that's just recently been had in the last 5 years. Two Elite Eights, a Sweet 16. Anything as of right this second?
No, nothing new.
Okay, so when you hear this podcast, who knows what's changed?
But I know you, though. You're not just like waiting on Twitter being like, ooh, any updates? Like, have you called him? Have you texted him?
It's weird. If any of my, I wouldn't say mustn't have friends, but if any of my friends or even like buddies in the industry, if they're in like controversy, it's weird to even text somebody music. Unless you're
like if you're an artist?
If you're like a super close friend, let's say it didn't happen, but let's say John Party got arrested for, what's something that's not bad, but would be weird.
Trespassing because he like jumped a fence at a ranch.
I'd probably text LOL to him.
Yeah, that's actually pretty funny.
I may be too close to him.
Fighting in a bar?
But
oh, bar fight.
I'd there LOL that one too. Oh. Like, how you feeling? Maybe John Party's not the example, but it would be weird to text somebody who's been in like a little, not a scandal, but something that's really not my business.
Okay.
So I did text Muss, though.
Oh, you did?
But I don't text him. He's not going to text me like updates, like live updates, like a real friend would. And I don't feel like I can share what he has said to me because it's not said to be shared. And if I want to be somebody who can be told something and not spill
it. It's tough, though. This is big news.
Well, I also don't know. Like, something could happen, and I won't know what's happening because I only talked to him yesterday.
So, what I saw was that he's had an interview scheduled.
So, this is what has been said publicly. There have been sources that said Muss has been looking for a new job. What I think, not what I know, I don't know this firsthand, but what I think is that Muss is the kind of guy that's always looking for any opportunity. He's, like, keeping his eyes open for any opportunity ever, all the time. It doesn't matter. Win, lose. He's always like, let's go. Let's look around. Is there something that would be more fitting for me? Or is there something I can leverage to get a longer contract here? He must be just a businessman.
Sure. Yeah.
And a really good basketball coach. So I don't fault him for that because I would do the same thing. You know, it's business. There's loyalty, but it's business. So there's not really – it's like our company. I love our company. They've been great to me 20 years, but I also know they'd cut me tomorrow if something happened. So I'm loyal to them to a point, but you always got to look out for number one.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I know he loves Southern California, and we all have known as Arkansas fans that that's where we're going to lose him to eventually. He's very nomadic in nature anyway, everywhere he's been. We know that's where he wants to go, so you can't be mad at somebody for going where personally it makes a difference. And also, if you're an L.A. guy, you want to live in L.A., not Fayetteville. And yeah, taxes are higher and stuff costs more, but he'll be okay. And also, it's like – what fulfills you, right?
Yeah. At that point. I don't see a big difference between LA and Fayetteville.
I don't either. I'm just saying that.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
I did text with him. Right now it's 12:20 on Thursday, April 4th. This podcast goes up today. Anything could change. Anything could be different. I did text with him. We did speak about it. I'm not going to share what he said, but I do have knowledge. And I hope he stays. People are like, he's already...
Irreversible?
Nah.
Irrefutable?
Responsible?
What? Irrefutable?
Nah. One of the eras.
Irritable.
That's bowels. My bowels.
Okay. Irritable bowel syndrome.
Like you can't fix this if he's irreconcilable. It's almost maybe that. Yeah.
That's so good, Mike.
Good job, buddy. But it is. You know what changes everything? Winning.
Mm-hmm.
That's what changes everything. And he didn't like stab a kid. Or kick a dog. I hope he stays. But if he's going to go talk to USC, a place where he probably would like to go, that's not you got to get over yourself, people. I got to fight with somebody on Twitter yesterday, which I don't do a whole lot.
Oh,
and he's like, man, if you're not loyal to us, get the heck out of here. And I'm like, first of all, he wasn't a Razorback. He came because of a business decision. He may leave because of a business decision. He makes the best decision for himself. And he's like, I don't even want him here if he doesn't want to be here. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard in my life.
So if he comes back, then what does that guy do?
No, you know what I mean? If we win, he's like, oh, yeah, I knew exactly. All along.
No, it's so dumb.
I'm going to, so here we go. I'm going to campus next week to teach. I'm teaching a couple days on campus. And a lot, I think it'll be settled by then. I think Muscle will stay or go. May already be happening by now. And then I think the new coaching search starts or doesn't. But let's say it does start. That's interesting because who's it going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Chris Beard at Ole Miss?
Mm-hmm.
He reportedly got an extension at Ole Miss, but hasn't signed it yet. Whatever the heck that means. Is it Jerome Tang?
Wow.
At Kansas State?
That's our guy.
Yeah, Jerome, man.
Didn't have a great year last year, but you really can't judge it on 1 year because Muss didn't have a great year last year. But Tang's only been a head coach for 2 years, where Muss has had definitely a bigger.
But he had a great year, first year as a head coach. Mm-hmm.
So we shall see, but hopefully I'm there if they get to announce a new coach.
Oh, what if they announce you as a new coach?
Hold on. Would you go to the press conference? Would you sit at the table, like behind Muss?
Let me answer both of those. If they announce me as a new coach, here's what I would do. I would be paid, except $10,000 a year is my salary, but they have to give the other $4 million to me for NIL money, and I'm going to get all the best players, and I'm still going to do this job, so I'm still going to be...
Still
gonna buy baseball cards.
Gotcha. I was like, dude, you're not taking the four million?
No, I'm using that to build a championship team.
Smart. That's smart.
Mm-hmm. And then if I'm there, heck yeah, I'll go to the press conference. I want it. I've also been talking to the athletic director a little bit. I know Hunter Piercek pretty well.
We met Hunter when we were there.
Yeah. I knew him.
Well, I did. I mean, yeah. I met Hunter.
So it'll be like, we met him. I already knew him. I'm cool.
Right. Yeah, me and Kevin and Mike.
And so I've been texting with him a little bit too. Just kind of getting the feel, the lay of the land. It's amazing how much respect, quote, finger quote, you get when you're a big donor.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They respect you a lot.
And now that they know, because Eddie and I went and did that show, and Hunter, I don't think Hunter knew what even I did. I know he knows I'm on the radio. He knows whatever. Podcast, whatever. But Eddie and I did the show in Fayetteville, and we sold it out super quick.
We raised kind of, money, man.
And then we gave them all the money. We didn't take any money.
We raised money NIL. For him.
And he watched the show, and I think he was like, oh, this is what they do.
Yeah.
People care.
It's weird, but they do.
And then we walk off, we're like, I know, we're great. We can't believe it either. Anyway, that's my drama right now, sports-wise.
I just think it'd be good if, like, there was a press conference and...
I want to introduce him.
And you introduce mm-hmm. him, and then you sit right next to him as he, you know, says whatever he's going to say. And then after he's done with that, you answer the questions.
Yeah. Just...
Then I take questions too?
Correct.
Yeah. I would do that. I'd like to do that even if Muss stays.
Exactly. It doesn't matter what he's saying.
Our new coach that's been here before, and we'll take questions. And then he goes, but to ask him a question, you've also got to ask me a question after he's done.
Correct. Or you don't have a question.
Or you don't get to ask one, because otherwise nobody cares about me.
Mm-hmm. Very unselfish of you.
Thank you. Yeah, that's really on my mind right now.
Yeah. I'm sorry, dude. You're going through a lot right now.
I'm getting a bit Icarus-y though.
That's a big word. You might have to define that for me.
Are you familiar with the story of Icarus?
Refresh my memory. I probably do, but refresh my memory.
Icarus flew too close to the sun. And Icarus, don't fly too close to the sun. Don't
fly
too
high. His mom said that?
Dad, maybe.
Mm.
Maybe El Zuso. You may see who his dad was.
Oh, these are gods. These are...
Do you think somebody can just fly?
Hey, man, I don't know.
You said licorice.
Dad licorice told son licorice.
They were like, don't fly too close to the sun. Don't fly too close to the sun. He got too close to the situation, too close to the sun, and his wings melted and he fell and died.
Oh, man.
So where I don't want to get too close to the sun is I don't want to get too close to the program, because if I don't like somebody like a coach luckily right now I'm good, like a coach or athletic director, I don't want to have to feel differently about the program because of a personal situation.
Yeah.
So I try to be... I try to make it an Icarus-y situation.
Good.
Is Zeus's dad?
Daedalus.
Are we sure that's not Zeus's nickname? Like the bar?
Daddy Daedalus?
Yeah, so Daedalus said, Icarus, don't fly too close to the sun.
Yeah.
And then he did, and he fell because he melted. I don't want my wings to melt because I love Arkansas sports, and I never want it to be personal where I hate somebody, you know? So then I like the program less. I root against them. Mm. But Chris Beard would be interesting.
That would be very interesting.
I hate to hear what I would have to say about when he went to that trouble at Texas. So we'd probably delete all that. Because I don't know what I said. Because I just don't like Texas.
Oh, the monkey?
No. Was he the monkey coach?
Yeah, I think
that's that's football. That's football. He was the one that got trouble for his domestic.
Yeah, it was white. Or...
And he got fired at Texas.
Right.
But it all got dropped.
Yes.
And if he's the Arkansas coach, I'm going to be like, this is a misunderstanding.
So innocent.
So who's the monkey?
I think it was the coordinator at Texas.
And when they went to his house and there was a monkey?
What are you talking about?
They had a pet monkey.
The monkey that bit somebody during Halloween?
Yeah, he had a party at his house and there was a monkey and it bit someone.
Yeah, let me Google that.
Remember this?
I remember that. Vaguely, now that you say that.
But yeah. That wasn't weird.
Texas, nobody say it. I'm just going to Google Texas coach monkey. It is Jeff Banks, assistant football coach. They were sued, yeah.
Okay.
Dude, it'd be a baller to have a monkey.
Yeah. I'm telling you, my uncle had a monkey. Bit my mom.
Jeff Banks, Texas special teams coach's girlfriend allegedly bites child on Halloween. Whatever.
That's crazy.
Okay, we're done.
Yeah.
By the time you hear this, it all could be different, but that's how my feelings are right now. Go Purdue. Reed, where's our freaking cakes?
Yeah.
I'm going to chill a little bit this weekend, so somebody's getting a freaking cake.
Okay. You already know what kind we like, right?
Yeah.
You're gonna dish those out one at a time, like one a week, or?
Yeah.
I would say we need one.
Say Monday.
Right? I'd say one maybe Monday. But where he's gonna be gone with me in Arkansas.
They might have a nice kitchen
in Arkansas.
You got to at least do two the next week, because next week's our last week to do the show.
Yeah.
Only do one next week, you got to do three the next week.
I'll make it happen.
Okay.
Cool. Oh, hey, also, too, my son wants to remind you about the Caliph battle card.
I have it. Problem is.
Is he not there?
As of now, but if Must leaves, which I don't know the situation, Caliph may go like, I'm transferring.
Yeah. But
I text Caliph and said, hey, where am I going to come? I got all the plan is to go meet up and get him to sign the stuff.
Okay, cool.
All right, that's it. Thank you, guys. Have a great day. And Eddie, blow the whistle.
I got you. Here we go.
Oh my God, it's a crossing guard. Bye.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.